Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Christmas Inspirations from Bishop Sheen. I'm your host, Al Smith, and I'm the founder and director of Bishop Sheen Today. Today, as we share these beautiful reflections, we will come across, again, a very thought-provoking topic, and it is this idea of coming and worshiping the child. And hopefully we'll be spending some time at a Christmas creche and just spending a beautiful moment or two just looking upon the baby Jesus. And again, how it just fills our heart with great joy. So today, Bishop Sheen will write about Come and Worship the Child. The Russian peasantry for centuries had propagated a curious tradition. It is about an old woman, the babushka, who was at work in her house when the wise men came from the east and passed on their way to Bethlehem to find the child. "Come with us," they said. "We have seen his star in the east, and we go to worship him." "I will come, but not now. I have much housework to do. And when that is finished, I will follow and find him." But her work was never done. And the three kings had passed on their way across the desert, and the star shone no more in the darkened heavens. Babushka never saw the Christ child, but she is still living and still searching for him. And though she did not find him out of love for him, she takes care of all his children. It is she who in Russian homes is believed to fill all the stockings and dress the tree on Christmas morn. The children are awakened with the cry, "Behold the babushka," and they jump up, hoping to see her before she vanishes out of the window. She is like the Santa Claus of the Western world. The tradition has it that she believes that in each poor little child whom she warms and feeds, she may find the Christ child whom she neglected long ago. But she is not doomed to disappointment. For the divine child said, "He who receives one of these little ones in my name receives me." I pray that reflection has touched your heart and will provide you with a beautiful meditation today. And so I'd ask you to invite a friend to come along for this journey. There are dozens and dozens of these inspirations that we'll be sharing over the month of December. And so everyone, until next time, may the Lord continue to bless you and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the good Lord look upon you kindly and bring you peace. God love you.